From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The White House says President Trump has scheduled another phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. It's unclear what will be the main topic, but Putin's continued backing of Syrian President Assad will likely get attention. Trump and Putin have spoken several times since Trump's election last year. The FBI and congressional investigators are still looking into Trump's campaign contacts with Russia and Moscow's meddling in the election. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration, President Trump said he is willing to meet with its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is believed to be poised to conduct its sixth underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer on the president's willingness to meet with Kim.
He is still the head of state, there's a diplomatic piece to this. But the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
Some U.S. lawmakers have diverging views to Trump's assertion that he would be honored to meet with Kim.
Saying that the United States of America would be honored to receive them. I think it is bad policy and sends a wrong message to millions of people around the world who look to America for moral leadership.
I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
President to president? I don't know, but I think it's never harmful to talk.
The White House says there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing, and it won't occur unless North Korea ends its provocative behavior in pursuit of nuclear weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military